In this bulletin, the federal government continues its standoff with Facebook over its media bargaining code. Tasmania to reopen its borders to Victoria. And in sport, Cricket Australia changes its Sheffield Shield schedule over border uncertainty. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says he's spoken to Mark Zuckerberg again after Facebook banned publishers and users in Australia from sharing or viewing local and international news content. Mr. Frydenberg says he had a conversation with Mr. Zuckerberg this morning where he reiterated Australia's commitment to implementing a media bargaining code that would force digital giants to pay for news content shared on their sites. He says they agreed to continue to work through Facebook's issues and to speak again over the weekend. The bill for the media bargaining code is likely to be put before the Senate next week. Text messages published in The Australian cast doubt about when the Prime Minister's office first knew about the alleged rape of a former Liberal staffer. Brittany Higgins alleges she was sexually assaulted by a male colleague in Parliament House after a night out in 2019. Scott Morrison has claimed his office only learned about the alleged rape last week and he wasn't informed until Monday. The Australian has obtained a text message exchange between Ms. Higgins and a fellow Liberal staffer within a fortnight of the incident. In the text, her colleague said he'd spoken directly with members of Mr. Morrison's staff and they were mortified about how things have been handled. Mr. Morrison says he's asked the head of his department to investigate staff and phone records.
If there was anything different here, I would like to know. I want to know, and that's why I've asked the secretary of my department to actually test that advice that I've received. That's how I go about understanding these matters fully, and I will continue to be open and honest. But the most important thing is to focus on what we have to fix.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says the text messages show that Mr. Morrison has serious questions to answer.
It's not credible that the Prime Minister continues to say that his office only found out about this week. And the dissembling nature of his answers before the Parliament are not good enough.
Tasmanian Premier Peter Gutwin says his state will reopen its borders to Victoria at midnight. Tasmania will consider Victoria a low-risk area from 12:01 a.m. tomorrow, meaning people will be allowed to travel between the two states without needing to quarantine unless they visited a high-risk premise. Mr. Gutwin says people who've recently arrived in Tasmania from Victoria will also be allowed out of quarantine.
We recognise the impact these restrictions have had on many people who plan holidays, business and other travel, which has been disrupted by these sudden restrictions, and I'm sorry for that, but I won't apologise for doing everything that we possibly can to keep Tasmanians safe.
Meanwhile, Hobart has become the second major Australian city to cancel its Anzac Day parade due to the pandemic. Fraser Ellis is no longer a Liberal MP after announcing his resignation early this morning, plunging the South Australian government into minority. Mr. Ellis has been charged with 23 counts of deception in relation to travel allowances following an ICAC investigation. He maintains his innocence. Premier Stephen Marshall says he was made aware of the allegations before Mr. Ellis made his announcement.
Late yesterday, Fraser Ellis informed me that he would be making a statement after the debate, the termination of pregnancy debate in the Parliament. I have received written confirmation from Fraser Ellis that he will be continuing to support the government on confidence motions and also in terms of supply. I've not sought a meeting with the ICAC Commission. It wouldn't be appropriate for me to do so.
Mr. Ellis will sit on the crossbench while he disputes the charges. To sport, Cricket Australia has changed its Sheffield Shield schedule, moving next week's Victoria-New South Wales match from Melbourne to Sydney. The sides, who are playing at the SCG this week, were slated to clash at the MCG between the 25th and 28th of February. But border uncertainty, sparked by Melbourne's recent lockdown, means Victoria will remain in Sydney, with the game to now be played at Bankstown Oval in the city's west. Victoria's star-studded women's squad, headed by national captain Meg Lanning, has also been forced to play in Sydney because of border closures. And now a look at the weather for Saturday. Perth, sunny and 31 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 28. Melbourne, humid and partly cloudy, 33. Hobart, a shower or two, 25. Canberra, partly cloudy and 33. Wollongong, a shower or two, 23. Sydney, showers and 27. Newcastle, much the same, 26. Brisbane, a shower or two, 28. Cairns, similar conditions, 30. And Darwin, showers and a possible storm, and 31 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.